a lifelong song worth singing. Psalm 104, verse 33 to 34. The psalmist says, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. The psalmist says, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. Is that you, Christian? No matter what the trial that comes your way, be it in sickness and in health, that you will sing unto the Lord as long as you live. This is a very long song. Lord willing, you will live a long time on this earth. You will live through many trials, many heartaches, many betrayals, and many pains. But will you sing unto the Lord as long as you live? He reiterates it again. He says, I will sing praise to my God while I have my being, while I possess life. All the while the breath of life is in me, I will sing unto him. This is a vow that may not always be easy to keep, but it is one that is always right to keep. As long as I have my being, he goes on to say in the next verse, my meditation of him shall be sweet. This is a committal of my thoughts upon God. Sometimes we are tempted to have mean thoughts about the Lord when he chastens us, when we have not heard from him, when he hides his face from us, when he has allowed something in my life to go rough or harsh. But the psalmist said, my meditations, my thoughts of God shall be sweet. He goes from singing about God, singing praises to God, and then his thoughts and his meditations become about the Lord. Are they sweet? Do you think God to be unfair to you? Or does your thoughts of him become sweet? This shows us we should be meditating on the goodness of God. If we will sing a song of praise, we will be led to meditate on God. When Satan tries to fill our hearts with wicked and evil, the Bible says, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. We want our thoughts to be established. They may be all over the place sometimes. But if I commit my works unto God, then my thoughts will be where they need to be. So then if I am committed to sing praises unto God and meditate, then I'm going to meditate on God. And then my thoughts will change to what they should be. Finally, he says, I will be glad in the Lord. The psalmist is not saying all is easy and well in Zion, all is good and all is perfect, and there are no dark nights to contend with. There are no health problems. There are no financial problems. There are no challenges of life. There are no sadness. There are no pains and agonies. No. He says, I will be glad in the Lord. He says, regardless of my circumstances, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. See, we have to predetermine that and purpose that in our heart. We've got to do that already, that we're going to praise the Lord, we're going to meditate on the Lord, and we're going to be glad in the Lord no matter what comes our way. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. That's a vow. That's a determination. That's a promise that he is making. He's saying, you know what? I'm going to do this by the grace of God. That ought to be our desire, friend. That should be your desire today, to glorify God. Do that in your life. Already commit that to the Lord, and thy thoughts will be established for you.